Welcome to the Favorite Morning Show Topics podcast. It's Friday already. Chelsea, I think this week went by fast. Don't give me that it went by slow stuff. It's already Friday.
Okay, I do agree. This week went by fast.
Man, it's amazing. All right, so many things we talked about this morning. Your favorite topic would be what?
Halloween gifts.
Oh, goodness. Chelsea thinks that we should exchange Halloween gifts. She thinks if there's even the smallest excuse to exchange gifts, she wants to take advantage of it only to see me sweat. She only wants to make me nervous.
No, that's not true.
It is very true. You're a very good gift giver.
I already have your gift ready.
I know. See, that's what I just said. You're a very good gift giver, and I am a terrible gift giver. The first three gifts that I gave Chelsea
were all jewelry, and your dad helped.
That's all true. Earrings, a bracelet, and a necklace. Not in that particular order. For the first 3 years, I think for your birthday, right? Is that what I did?
Christmas. You don't even know.
And then, I couldn't do a ring, because I was like, obviously. So I had to wait.
That's inappropriate.
So now...
I had to wait 7 years for that.
But here's the thing. You have such an advantage in gift giving, because you can get me clothes. If I got you something with clothes, you'd look at me like I was an idiot. Admit it.
You could get other things.
Like what, Chels? Like what could I give you? See?
I don't know. I just want to move on from this, so that's my favorite topic.
My favorite topic would probably be the names of single people.
Yeah, and Dylan being the top one.
Yes, because I'm going to razz him for this when I see him next. So what we did is we found a list of the
six
names.
Why are you going to razz him? He's not single. It doesn't matter.
I'm going to say, dude, you got really fortunate. And then Taylor, his wife, is going to laugh, and I'm going to say, Taylor, you came in like as the fourth most likely name to be single. So I'm just going to pick on those two. It's a good thing they found each other because they could be wandering right now.
We can't pick those names then.
For children?
Mm-hmm.
See, how do things come back to us having children then too?
I don't know.
So we picked out, we found a list of the six names that you're most likely to be single, and two of our best friends that happen to have married each other.
Yes.
Dylan and Taylor.
On the list.
On the list. Jasmine, another name. Brianna. What was the other guy name? Taylor can be guy or girl, I guess. I thought there's one more guy name. I can't remember, though.
Wow, that's pretty good. You have a good memory.
Thank you. I'm going to hold you to that.